World. Like, I feel like I'm one of those rides. All right, we're going to go to the moon. That was awesome.
Space Mountain. We're here at Space Mountain.
Was there Chewbacca in there?
Oh, yeah. Chewbacca, JFK, Gracie.
Gracie Moon. Oh, no. I thought about her earlier this morning. You know, her Chiefs going out on Friday. I wonder if she called that one. Probably not. Man, welcome to Monday Moons. Okay. So here's the idea. Tell me if I'm wrong. You could probably explain it better, Sammy, but we're going to be positive for once. A lot of times we bitch, complain. We have case of the Mondays. That's kind of what we do. It's hard not to after a full day of Sunday action, NFL action, same with college, but we're positive. We're handing out moons, right, to everyone that was successful over the weekend, maybe not the most obvious people.
I think we should start by giving Josh Allen a full moon. How do you not start with Sunday night's performance in that fourth quarter to get three touchdowns, two on the ground, one in the air? Team is down 15, live number 11-12-1, even higher later in the game in the final minute or two. We're talking about a 30-1 live money line on Buffalo or higher. The MVP was the MVP. And there were so many people on social media saying, oh, the participation MVP last year. No, that's the best player in football. And that's why they're my Super Bowl pick. Imagine what will happen when they actually get healthy in the secondary. As Buffalo was playing down two cornerbacks. Two. When they start to get healthy on that side of the ball, the defense will be a lot more formidable. But the easy full moon for me is Josh Allen with an unbelievable fourth quarter and an incredible win for my champion, the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so I want to give a half moon to one of his teammates, one of his running mates on that offense, not going Josh Allen, because I kept thinking, man, if this is a sign of things to come, if he has a number one guy on the outside, this Bills offense is probably going to reach another level. And I'm talking about Keon Coleman. This is what they were waiting for last year. He had one game all of last year where he had double-digit targets, and it was the last game of the year against New England. Game number one of the season against that tough Ravens defense, he has, what, 11 targets in that game, 112 yards, a very important touchdown. In the playoffs, Sam, 12, 5, and 5 yards, a complete non-factor. But if Keon Coleman starts to come into his own, and it's not just Shakir out of the slot most of the time, like he has other options. Kincaid looked good when he was going to the tight end. Collinsworth couldn't stop talking about how great Kincaid looks when healthy. Like, look at all these options that this Bills offense has. Maybe there is room for them to grow.
I think there is. And once they figure out the rhythm with the balance on offense, they're going to be insanely tough to beat. And now you have a Baltimore team that has another example of a game they dominated, a game they were in total control of, and you come out with an L. They should have beat Buffalo in the playoffs last year. Should have beat Buffalo last night. How do you go 0-2 in those games? Mathematically improbable, one would say. Forget losing both, losing one. But they lose both. That Baltimore team has a lot to prove to me. And you and I discussed, I have Baltimore as the highest power-rated team. They are. That is the best roster in football. But a lot of things go against them late in games, and that's on the quarterback and on the head coach.
Yep. A lot of people do. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you on that. Maybe they would now. Maybe they would this morning. We'll see how people adjust their numbers after what we saw last night. Before we go to the fellas, anything else you want to throw out there? Any other moons you want to hand out?
I was going to give a full moon to this guy, but it has to be Josh Allen. So let me go half moon.
Okay.
To a guy who got me home. To a guy who planted that black and silver flag in the heart of Foxborough, throwing for 362 yards on the road yesterday, including a crucial across his body Mahomes-esque fourth down laser to the middle of the field to basically seal the game. to complete the Pete Carroll revenge game and wave the Mike Vrabel wand off to the side. Geno Smith gets a half
yes
from Sammy P.
There you go. Good one. I like that. Watch out for them next week. Watch out. Let's see what happens with Brock Bowers, because he exited that game, but man, he had a connection immediately. There was no growing pains, anything like that. Moving up and down the field, Geno, very impressive. All of a sudden, the Raiders have a quarterback. All right, because they didn't win, I'm going to give a crescent moon, but it's got to. I got to give some sort of a moon to a guy that I questioned. There was a little bit of hype in the offseason, and I think in week one he exceeded expectations. Crescent moon to former Bear, former Steeler. Let's go Justin Fields. You know, he's going very high in drafts, but keep in mind that matchup yesterday in a loss, I should have stuck with my gut. My gut was telling me take Jets plus three. Why is that number three? Just take the Jets plus three. Nobody giving them a chance. They're going to be awful again this year. And, oh, you know, Tomlin, they're going to be great. And they got Rodgers now. Well, why is the number three? I should have just taken that home dog. I did not. They cover, they do not win. So that's why he gets the crescent moon. But Justin Fields steps in, new team, three touchdowns, a couple on the ground. He had a connection with his number one receiver. Their top running back got involved as well. Like, man, that's a Steelers defense, Sam. Maybe this Jets offense has something going. I'm not expecting them to, of course, score 30-plus every single week. But this is an offense that we would laugh at that could do nothing week after week. Maybe with that dimension of using his legs, the Jets might be able to put something together here and be a team that maybe you don't want to fade.
That was one of two games that went over yesterday. And I know somebody who was holding a ticket, believe it or not, holding a ticket on Pittsburgh, New York to be the highest scoring game of the weekend.
Whoa.
Really good bet at 40-1.
Oh.
And then Buffalo Baltimore happened.
Damn.
I know.
Like, what do you do?
You tip your cap.
What do you
do there? That game had the lowest total. And Nick and I were talking about this yesterday. Sharps were shoving the under. It got down to 37. 37. Steelers get 34. Jets get 32. If you had that bet, 40-1, highest scoring game Sunday, you feel really good about that heading into Sunday night. And then you get the Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen show.
All right, let's get everybody involved here. Paul Aspen, do you have a moon?
So I've got a few. I got to go. Is a crescent moon a waxing gibbous? Either way, it's the quarter moon. I'm going to give
that
to Marvin.
There's a waning. There's a waxing crescent. I don't know the differences. I saw that this morning. But, yeah, go ahead.
The crescent what was the line in Angels in the Outfield? Look, it's God's thumbnail. That's a crescent moon.
All right, I'll give God's thumbnail to Marvin Harrison Jr. Solid, solid performance. One deep shot, 71 yards, over 70 yards on the touchdown. So a decent start for the kid. I'll go half moon to my guy. I didn't have any bets on him because I usually don't when he does well. JSN with a big day, 9 for 124, 13 targets. I mean, that Sam Darnold just might lock in on him all year. And then Sam praised the Lord earlier for his Broncos getting through. I've got to pay tribute to Buddha. Buddha Baker with the all-time pass breakup when the Saints throw it in the end zone. They had the tying touchdown, and he broke it up at the last second. So I was heavily leveraged on Arizona for Survivor. I'd say 90% of my entries. So full moon to Buddha Baker.
All right, Jake. Moon?
I won't belabor the point on the Raiders, but that was one for me as well. Half moon to the Baylor Bears, had them on the money line. That was quite the sweat on Saturday morning in the Groomsman Suite again. And full moon to my ex-girlfriend's father, who thankfully extricated me from a conversation after she cornered me to tell me how much I ruined her life 5 years ago at the reception. That was really fun. Had a great time. Also, honorable mention full moon to Sam, who just started ripping gummy bears about an hour ago for his breakfast and asked me if I wanted any.
That was a very loaded moon list.
You're welcome.
Can we go back to the ex-girlfriend's father cornering
you? Yeah, there's no way you're going to go and sandwich this thing with something else. Like, we're going to move on.
She cornered me legitimately. I was walking to the bar to get a drink, legitimately pulled me out of line and goes, "Were you going to say hi to me today?" And I was like, at some point, probably not this early before I had multiple drinks. And then proceeded to ramble on about how much I ruined her life when I broke up with her 5 years ago, to the point that then her dad had to come over and say, "Hey, why don't we let Jake go back to the wedding?" That was really fun.
That's
So he did. I mean,
he did me a solid.
Choke slamming you.
Yeah. No, he did me a solid. That was I very much appreciate it.
He gets full moon, she gets no moon.
Correct.
That's anti-moon.
Yes.
Was it Madison?
No. This was pre-knowing any of you people, thankfully.
Is Gertz jumping in for a moon?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure either. Okay, he does not have a moon.
No.
All right. Very good.
His moon is Indiana. His moon is always Indiana covering.
He's very nervous already. Very nervous.
Kirch already excited for 10 toes down moon.
He did tell us during the break he can't wait for Thursday for 10 toes down.
Yeah, like Neither was he. He was giddy about it. He's already ready to go. We're ready to go for Monday Night Football. Bears and Vikings. Our buddy Jared Payton is going to drop by next. We'll help you with some betting angles and what the hell is going to happen in this matchup. A lot of unknowns. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Right here on the BetMGM Network.